The president versus the vice president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot wants to showcase today, still focusing on Trump post-election conduct.
What they describe as a coordinated effort to pressure former Vice President Mike Pence to reject state electors and overturn results on January 6, 2021. A former federal judge who advised Pence on the vice president's role in certifying the election is scheduled to testify, along with Pence's legal counsel.
That's Fox's Jared Halpert of the Capitol. A show of support for Ukraine today. The leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania are there meeting President Zelensky, who's been pleading for more weapons and aid to fend off Russia's invasion. Two Americans from Alabama who went to Ukraine to join the fight are now missing. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they'll try to help bring them home, but
we discourage Americans from going to Ukraine and fighting in Ukraine. It is a war zone.
American troops conducted a raid in Syria today, capturing a senior ISIS terror leader. We just got an update on unemployment. First-time jobless claims fell slightly last week to 229,000. The bigger concern remains inflation. And in a new Fox News poll,
47% of those polled say they're falling behind financially. That is 4 points more than in March, and 20 points more than it was a year ago. 9 in 10 of us say gas prices are a problem for our families. Nearly as many said grocery prices are.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Stocks could plunge. Futures down big the day after the Fed's 3/4 point interest rate hike to fight inflation. A snag in the push to end a baby formula shortage. An Abbott plant in Michigan shut down again.
Severe storms causing flooding, resulting in the closing of the plant once again. And that's likely to delay baby formula production for a few more weeks. It was forced to close following a recall of some of its formula in February.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Abbott says it still has some ample supply of formula. America's listening.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Next hour in Buffalo, Peyton Gendron's due back in court. This time the white 18-year-old accused of targeting black shoppers in a supermarket shooting, killing 10 and wounding 3, is facing federal hate crimes charges. He's already charged in New York with terror and murder counts. We're learning more about the gunman who killed 2 California police officers.
Court records show that Justin Flores was on probation for illegally carrying a gun when he fired on 2 El Monte, California police officers at a motel on Tuesday afternoon. The LA Times says the 2 officers were killed in what El Monte's mayor calls an ambush. Flores died at the scene. Records show that he had previously served 2 prison terms and had been barred from carrying a gun since 2011. He was arrested in 2020 and pleaded no contest to weapons possession, which could have meant a 3-year prison sentence, but he was given probation instead. On Monday, the day before the shooting, his probation officer had requested that Flores' probation be revoked. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Disney is making news again in Florida.
The Walt Disney Company has a plan to relocate 2,000 highly paid positions from their current headquarters in the Los Angeles area to Orlando. But the company now says they'll postpone their move until 2026. Disney says some of those employees have already moved to Florida and are now working from a new campus being built in Orlando's Lake Nona community, but they want to allow more time for relocating that many people. The announcement comes following Disney's losing its special self-governance zone as a result of criticizing Florida's parental rights law, but the company won't say that's a reason for the delay. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Colorado Avalanche took Game 1 of hockey's Stanley Cup Final, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning in overtime last night, 4-3. Game till be Saturday. Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. The Warriors could win the title if they win. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.